All right, so I think I'm recording this. All right, so we'll call to order the public meeting of Odyssey Board of Directors. Thanks for everybody who came out on a... Thank you, Tammy. For everybody that came out on a such short turnaround. So let's start with Pledge of Allegiance. We have a... I like it. I like it, John. All right, so first, before we get into the business, I'd like to introduce to everybody the newest member of the board, Dr. George Moutsatsos. He was voted in by a HEPA back in, what, May? May, I think. So this is the first meeting that he's been able to attend as a sitting board member, so welcome. Do you want to say a few words about yourself, what you do for a living? And
I was stuck in traffic, say 141, and it's got detours everywhere. Sorry, it's like three loops to try to get here, so I apologize for being late. But
what you do for a living?
I'm a cardiologist, but I'm focusing on the school here, and that's very important to me. So that's what I like to devote my time and effort, and I'm extremely impressed and proud of everybody who runs the school, and I think it's a total honor and privilege to be here. I have tremendous respect for everybody. Hopefully, I can make a contribution that's positive. That's all.
Thanks, George. Thanks. So we're here tonight after the meeting that we had on June 27th, I think, last meeting we had, where it was Dimitri Dandalos' last meeting as board president. I, as vice president, am stepping into that role on an interim basis. Till a HEPA names the new board president. So, and one of the things that I suggested as we discuss here was, because Dimitri is stepping down as board president, what's the path forward now? As everybody knows, as board president, he did a lot, maybe more than he should have, but. I think the time has come. We're probably overdue for a discussion of how we fill that void. I have spoken with some of you today about one possibility. I'd like to hear if anybody has any more possibilities, more alternatives to carry on Dimitri's legacy, if that's something that we, as a board, decide to do.
Can you share with us?
Yeah. Okay, so all right.
Joe, could you can you give a rundown of the types of things that Dimitri kind of handled?
Sure.
As the board president?
So as the board president, Dimitri was involved in a lot of things. And we heard about them on a meeting basis, mm-hmm. and in between. But for the most part, he was really involved in fundraising. For one thing, which we all really should be involved in, he took a lot of the lead with Lee Daney to identify foundations to get grants. He also provided tours to a lot of, as he called them, high net worth individuals to show them the school and what the school was doing. He also was involved heavily in the building out of the buildings, especially Building 23. And the small gym that's up and running, as well as some of the other buildings around campus. He was involved in the formulation and establishment of the Greek program, the Greek immersion program, with Dr. Mathiodakis. He's always been involved in building those partnerships with the universities in Greece, also the University of Delaware, and even the Harvard study abroad program, I believe. I think that's what it is. There's also the. Right, the he has, and that's brand new. He was named District 5, a HEPN of the year. As I understand it, a HEPA national is divided into districts. I'm not sure exactly how many there are.
20-some.
So he's been named the a HEPN of the year for District 5 for the work that he's done here. And that apparently has opened a door with the national a HEPN president.
Supreme President,
a gentleman named Carl Hollister, and Carl Hollister has essentially, as Dimitri put it, and this is all coming from Dimitri, has opened a lot of doors for other foundations that are either joined with a HEPA or part of a HEPA or that a HEPA utilizes. I'm not quite sure, but they, as a result of this communication with the Supreme President, he has opened the door to all of these foundations, as well as a lot of other people who, individuals and families, who would be able to provide funds for all aspects of this school. Yeah, George.
The one, I think, the greatest achievement, the largest achievement, was the funds that he was able to achieve and solicit from the Longwood Gardens Foundation, which was tremendous.
Which is over, I think it's over $1 million.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal to accomplish. Mm-hmm. That.
And other foundations as well. He just got $100,000. And when I say he just got it, yes, he was the one, he was the point person for those communications with Welfare Foundation. With other foundations like that that have really come in with some big numbers. And as we all know, that work is not done, not even close to being done.
The AHEPA National Convention is July 22nd to the 28th, and they're giving Dimitri basically like a stage to showcase the school and get the school's name out there and solicit funds.
And aside from those, he's been able to form those connections with the important people as far as fundraising goes to take the mission and vision of this school to the next level. So that I didn't encompass everything. It's probably a fool's errand to do that. But I think those are the big ticket items. I may have missed some.
I mean, he's also well known throughout the whole community.
Right.
Teachers, parents.
Right. And so the idea that's been floated, it kind of germinated with the HEPA as we discussed. Now what do we do with Dimitri gone? What's the proper, what's the best thing that we can do as a board to take this school to the continue the trajectory that it's on towards being a world-renowned global education center and really a jewel of the charter school system. So the idea has been floated to establish a kind of, I don't know if the title's set, but an executive director-ish type of the campus type position for Dimitri, that he can kind of continue the things that he's done with the collaboration from now Ricardo and Denise, who have given their support to this, and Ricardo's here. Denise is not here, but she's available to discuss this, not tonight, but on downtime. But it's meant to create kind of a really high class elite team of individuals. Denise on the academics, Ricardo on the operations, and Dimitri continuing what Dimitri's doing on a campus wide level, and also furthering all the the partnerships that he's been able to create over the past however many years. Yes, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
That's okay, my name's Karen.
Karen.
I have a quick question.
Yes. So nothing has been decided.
Okay.
There's nothing that's been decided, but I think that the expectation is that it would be a paid position.
Really?
Because, well, one, because, and that's not just because it would be tailored for Dimitri, but it's for a specific position. And if we need to continue this position into the future, we need to have a good idea of what that price point would be to be able to, if we need to hire somebody after Dimitri, we need to be able to say this is a job that will be paid X, just for certainty's sake.
Now, I think also in this conversation, and you and I have thought about this too, mm-hmm. is that the most important thing is I think that we've kind of gotten comfortable letting Dimitri do that work for us, and that he has been able to do that, and he's taken that opportunity or that time, or he's given that dedication to do a lot of these things. But I think that it is important moving forward to think about that path of succession. So him being able to teach other people in whatever position that's in, but him being able to teach other people, either one person, who I don't know who else could do it, we talked about that, but if he taught different people how to be able to take up those roles that he has taken on to himself, because I think that without a plan for succession, as I've said before, he's not going to be able to do this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know how we can move forward. And the point was brought that this is maybe a somewhat temporary thing, because we're trying to build the gym, we're trying to do those things. So we need someone in that position who can really drive that work home right now because of the specific things we're trying to do right now. But I also think that schools always need money. There's always things that we're trying to build or trying to refurbish. We're thinking about also, and I understand it's in those facilities, not just the gym, but an idea of possibly a pool behind it, right? So there's always going to be something that we're going to need to move forward. But we have to, again, think about that path of succession so that we're not in this place mm-hmm. where we're saying, okay, Dimitri, you have to work with us. I know you're 100 years old, but you still have to work with us, you know, those kinds of things. We have to figure out who's going to be able to help or who's going to move in. And it might be several people who end up taking up bits of it. It could be current administrators who pick up pieces of it. It could be current board members who are able to do those pieces, but they can't do everything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's a conversation that we have to put off. I think that that's something that if we are trying to have a conversation about possibly having Dimitri in some kind of either consultant role or some other kind of position so that he helps us move forward, we also have to figure out what are the steps on the other side. And I think that you're right that as far as a temporary conversation, we won't need the intensity of money that it feels like we need right now.
Right.
But we'll have projects that we mm-hmm. want to be able to do and things like that in the future. And we'll still want to save those connections. We'll still want to be able to build up our HEPIN connections, you know, things like that. We'll still want to be able, and I mean, naturally we'll have some of those mm-hmm. anyway. But I mean, I think that in this conversation, we also have to think about that path for a succession of how we're going to be able to fill that role or having it be delegated into a number of roles so that we can continue the good work that he started, but maybe do it in a palatable way. So.
I think you're right. I think I tried to make that point when we were talking about Denise and Ricardo's and the co-leadership that we laid out for them, that this isn't meant to be the structure for the next 20 years. It's really meant to get Odyssey through this initial stage of, I mean, we're what, 12-year-old school? We're in the preteens.
15.
So we're right in that preteen teenager stage where we're still developing, and we need the people who have the knowledge, the capabilities, and the skills, and that comes through doing it. The institutional knowledge to continue that through. And again, it's not It's not forever. It's in my mind, it's temporary. And it's meant to be able to find that, get the school in that position where we can find that person who can, once the school is built out, maintain that and even take it to yet another level. And if that is someone in-house, that's someone in-house. If it's someone out of house, it's someone out of house. But I think at the stage that we are in my mind at least, it's in the school's best interest to keep the people who have been doing the job of developing the school for the last couple years to continue to do that. And that's Denise, who's been doing a great job with the on the academic side, Ricardo on the operations side, and Dimitri filling in those holes on the strategic planning side, for lack of a better word.
So I appreciate Joe kind of calling and giving me a heads up about this afternoon, because it gave me a little time to think about it. And I want to start by saying that I recognize and appreciate the many things Dimitri's done for the school over the many years that he's been involved with the school. And I agree with George that the fundraising is a huge part of that, and not perhaps a hole that we can directly fill with Denise and Ricardo in their current dual leadership structure. Having said that, I think the idea of creating an executive director, to the extent that that position would be placed above, either entirely above or even partially above, the dual leadership model that we've created, that we held out to the community as what we thought was the best path forward for the school, that we thought, given where the school was, these were the two leaders that we needed, knowing the entire time that Dimitri was going off the board, that it's disingenuous to now say we need to put Dimitri above them, because we've said this is the dual leadership structure we want. We think they both should report to the board. They can collaborate. And I believe that. And I think they've already shown that they can do that in the short period of time that they were working together to kind of put together their exhibit A's for their contracts. So I have an issue with kind of backtracking now after we've already gone down this path. That's number one. Number two, relatedly, we've created two contracts for Ricardo and for Denise that have them reporting directly to the board. So to now slot in an executive director role, in my view, could potentially throw all of that into chaos, and create a lot of potential issues for the school. Third, I frankly have concerns that it at least creates an appearance of a conflict of interest for the board 5 days after Dimitri has gone off of it to place him at the head of a school in a paid position. So my suggestion, and the money that would be associated with that, I'm not sure where it stands budget-wise. I haven't explored that. But we're always on a tight budget. And I haven't necessarily been convinced that a third person at that salary level is necessary for the school, or that, frankly, we can afford it. My suggestion, which I've literally baked up in the last 4 hours, so forgive it if it's half-baked, would be that if Ricardo and Denise collectively, individually or collectively, frankly, think that there are holes in their skill sets that and that fall within their sort of silo of responsibility, where they need assistance, whether that's building out on the operations side, whether that's the Greek program that's really more on the academic side, whether that's fundraising that's kind of, I think, in both silos, that they should be the ones who build out some type of position, work on it through the budget, whether that's a position as a consultant or as an employee of the school. I don't really have a view one way or the other.